Unaffected by the runners, roller skaters, and general commotion all around her, the female reporter stood in front of the large pillar, fully aware of the effect she was having. She tossed her hair, licked her lips, and brought the microphone up to them while the men and boys from earlier stood open-mouthed, staring at her breasts. It wasn't exactly what she had to say that had attracted them. "We don't know exactly how many have drowned escaping to Europe, which represents paradise and freedom for these unfortunate souls," she said, "but the number in recent years has reached the thousands, with more than 2,000 casualties this year alone." She turned slightly while pointing up at the digital counter on top of the pillar. "Here we can see the number that tells us how many refugees have drowned in the Mediterranean this year, right up until this very moment. This time last year the number was even higher, and we can expect next year to be just as bad. It's thought-provoking that even though it's an unfathomable and terrifying number, the world, you and I, can look the other way without a second thought as long as these dead people remain anonymous." She looked directly into the camera with dramatic, painted eyes. "Isn't that what we, and the rest of the world in particular, do? We simply ignore it. As a counter-reaction to this, you could even call it a protest. TV11 has decided to focus our upcoming reports on one of the deceased, more precisely, the man whose body very recently washed ashore on a beach in Cyprus in the eastern Mediterranean. We will show that this refugee was a real man of flesh and blood." She glanced down at her flashy watch. "Less than an hour ago, this poor man's body was splashing around in the surf toward the beach among contented summer beachgoers, not unlike those here at Platja de San Miquel." She gestured with her arm at the sun worshippers to illustrate to whom she was referring. "Dear viewers, this young man I'm talking about was the first whose body was washed up on the popular beach Hagia Napa in Cyprus this morning, and he brings the number on our counter on the beach here to 2,080. That's how many have died this year alone." She paused for dramatic effect and looked up at the counter. "It's just a matter of time before the number increases. But the first victim this morning was a dark-skinned, boyish man wearing an Adidas sweatshirt and worn-out shoes. Why should he have lost his life in the Mediterranean? When we look out over the tranquil azure waves here in Barcelona, is it possible to imagine that at this very moment the same sea thousands of miles from here is crushing hopeful refugees' dreams of a better life?" She took a pause from her speech as her producer cut to images from Cyprus. The beachgoers were able to follow on the monitor erected next to the cameraman. The sight put an immediate end to the buzz. Frightful images of the body of a young man on his stomach in the swash, and then a couple of good Samaritans dragging him onto the shore and flipping him on his back. Cut, and the monitor once again showed the reporter in Barcelona. She was standing a few meters away, ready to wrap up the report. "We will know more about this man in a few hours, who he was, where he came from, and what his story is. We will return after the break. In the meantime, the number behind me continues to rise." She ended by pointing at the counter while looking earnestly into the camera until the cameraman said, "Cut." Joanne looked around and smiled. This could be big. But could there really be no other representatives from the media among the hundreds of people gathered here, except himself and the TV crew? Was he in the right place for once? Did he really have a big scoop? He had never had such a strong gut feeling before. Who could let an opportunity like this pass them by? Joanne looked up at the digital counter. Moments ago, the death toll had been 2,080, and now it stood at 2,081. And like the boys staring at the reporter's breasts while she lit a cigarette and spoke with the cameraman, Joanne also hung around. 10 minutes ago, he had been determined to contribute to the statistic of people who had drowned in the Mediterranean, but now he was glued to the counter instead. The devastating number was so present and real that it made him feel faint and uneasy. He had been standing here with a childish focus on himself, filled with self-pity and defeat, while at the same time people were fighting for their lives out at sea.